I saw the way many of you are already relaxing. Somebody like David has checked the time, and it's about 1 hour. If this thing I'm saying is not true for majority, you have checked it's 1 hour, and you say, "Now I think we have done the job. Now let's get ourselves to sit down." There is nothing today. I have noticed nobody has prayed. This one is just preparation for prayer. Do you even know what is prayer? Prayer starts when a man is helped by a spirit. Until that point, you have not prayed. You don't know what I mean. What I mean is not what you are doing, self. I mean when you go beyond the place you were yesterday. Yesterday you touched 5,000 kilovolts of energy. If you touch 5,000 today, you didn't make progress. You need to exceed 5,000. That is a proof that you are interacting with a progressive spirit. Listen. With fire in your eyes, you are the man of war. We are your battle axe. You are seated on the throne. With fire in your eyes, you are the man of war. Bibles with me. Joel chapter 3.
Arise, Son of God, and let your enemies be scattered. Arise, Holy One.
Yes.
And let your name be praised. Arise, Son of God. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, Holy One. And let your name be praised. Arise, Son of God. And let your enemies be scattered. Arise, Holy One. And let your name be praised. Arise, Son of God. And let your enemies be scattered. Arise, Holy One. And let your name be praised. Arise, Son of God. And let your enemies be scattered. Arise, Holy One.
Have you prayed like this? Your white is still immaculate.
Arise, Holy One.
You have not prayed. Meanwhile, you know you are a warrior being. Find somebody praying. Find somebody.
Joel chapter 3 verse 10.
If you have your Bible, just open it. Release the person. Open it. Joel chapter 3 verse 10. Listen. If you go to the book of Isaiah told us to beat our swords into plowshares. But when we come to the book of Joel, at the instance of the outpouring of the Spirit, we now realize that the outpouring of the Spirit comes for war. Anytime the Spirit, people don't realize it, that the fundamental purpose of the rod of His strength coming from Zion is what? Root down in the midst of your enemies. Anybody that doesn't have any plans to rule is not in need of equipment from Zion. Something will happen. Satan will cry this night. He will cry. I'm not normal here now. I have changed. I'm not clothed. There are garments in the spirit. I am fitted for war now. I am fitted. Don't enter this team. Don't enter it without your armor. Osama, where is your armor? Somebody take 2 minutes and wear your armor. What attack? Where your armor, my friend? Listen. Many of you think you have prayed. Huh? Have you prayed? Your strength is very small. I'm seeing you in the spirit. You are gasping for breath. You are not here yet. Listen to what the Bible said in the book of John chapter 3 verse 10. He said, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say what? Hey. I choose to believe the voice of the immortals. The immortals, my body. Saran is telling me you are weak, you are weak. You are only a human being. You have tried, you have tried. The immortals is saying, let the weak be strong. Ow. For 2 minutes, say, oh God, I apply for strength. I apply for strength. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah that there is fire for them that seated in war. There is strength for them that turned back the hands of the enemy. Somebody apply for strength. Apply for strength. For strength, all the knees, apply. Oh God, consider my application. Oh God, consider my application. One,
purpose. I'm not going, I'm not going, I'm not going. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Consider me. You must consider me for strength. I want to sit in battle, but I don't have the strength. I want to carry warfare, but I don't have the strength. Oh God of strength, consider me, consider my application. Uwande, Uwande Kabwa.
Strength for them that seated in warfare, in battle, strength.
Gentiles. What? I didn't hear you. What? I didn't hear you, David. One, two, ready, go. One, two, ready, go. Everybody, one, two, ready, go. Prepare war. He said, wake up the mighty man. Hey! Wake up the mighty man. Wake up the mighty man. So God has mighty men. So there are people God is trusting on the days of war. Victory depends on these men appearing. There are many people on the field now, but he is waiting for his mighty men to appear. Wake up the mighty men. Wake them up. It's not physical waking. It's in the spirit. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Are you a man of war? Draw near, draw near, draw near, draw near. It's in the spirit. Draw near, draw near, draw near, draw near. Kambo lakata. Zakadika pakaka Obande katai Idapa Idapa papa. Listen. Something is telling me I'm meant for this. You know the people I'm talking about. Now let me tell you how you will know you are one of the people I'm talking about. As I'm saying this, something in you is leaping up, something in you is coming alive. Then you are one of us. Now you are clothed with your armor and you have your weapon. Some of you need to trust God to change your weapon for you. As of now, what you need is long-range weapon. You can stay here and strike, and somebody in worry will feel it. What you need is long sword, long one. If you are standing here, it will be touching Port Harcourt, Port Harcourt. Men of long range weapon, Port Harcourt is not far, my brother. I take a bar. So mama beta car. Latai. Test your weapon 1 minute. Test it, test it. Use all these small, small demons to test it. Test your weapon. Somebody test your weapon. Aye, 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 aye. Men of war here. Satan is in trouble. Some of you have acquired new weapons, but you have not tested it. The time has come. Test your weapon. Swamba. Water, water, water. Test your weapon. Water, test your weapon. Iya mamboka. Kana kana kaya. Water, test your weapon. Test it, test it. Test your weapon. Water. Awake, awake, for war cometh, war cometh, war cometh, awake. Wow.
Ha!
think there is a dance on your feet. Take that dance. Take the dance. The dance of angels. Dancing, dancing. This is the dance of war. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Follow emotions. Some of you can see the angels dancing. Join them, join them. We have appeared and not there. The heavenly host is here. The host of war. The Lord God of hosts. He's here, he's here. Take a dance. Ray, Ray. Take the dance, take the dance.
Thank you.
prayer. I don't know when we are going to end today. After today, you will see the manifestation.
You will hear news.
That I came on. Meanwhile, people like Mike is already about resting. You are in trouble. As long as I'm here, you must pray. It's a must. Yes. Yes, you must. My sister, you see, your energy has finished. Come, come, come. We'll find a partner for you. This one now, when you pray now, you now know God has helped you. of Pentecost has a purpose. The purpose is to bring down the government of God and institutionalize it in every sphere of life. That mandate was in the book of Psalm chapter 110. It's a rule down. Except you have been able to rule in every plane, every circumstance that God has ordained by his anointing on your life, that you should rule, then the anointing is in vain. Is your anointing in vain? No. Christopher, is your anointing in vain? No. This is not the time to walk. This is the time to march on your head. Satan is in trouble. Satan is in trouble. Listen. This my brother, he knows the sound of war. You are my partner in this war. We are going together. Very important. The next one, if he appears, I'm sorry if you don't understand. He was a little cool. She says, Baba, I can't appear. I know you don't understand this one, but maybe ask for interpretation later. Huh? Again, you have not been brutal enough. Brutality in Jesus' name, listen. Dennis, come. You played. Where did they do it? Is it Sega or what? Which one? Is Sega? Mortal Kombat. There are three things you need to do. This one, he did it. Come. Number one is...
Brutality. Finishing.
No.
Brutality. Brutality. Then finishing.
Number one is what? Brutality. Number two is what? Fatality. Number three is what? Finishing. Listen, I've noticed it's true. Sometimes we are brutal and we are fatter, but we have not finished the matter. The thing we rest after some weeks, some days, some months, it will come again. Ray, finish him, go see, sir. Justice, finish him. Finish. Brutality, fatality, finish.
Oh,
Isaiah chapter 28. Verse 1. Open your Bible. Open. You can pray like this and not open your Bible. My feet is no more touching the ground. The son of man that he should repent. Had he said it, had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken and shall he not make it good? Verse 20. Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He had not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither had he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He had, as it were, what? By this. You see, some of you don't know template structures in the spirit. When God wanted to deliver the children of Israel, he said, God did it by strength. And you want to execute your own without strength. God did his own by strength. Are you hearing me? So how will you do your own? It's a structure, it's a pattern. Verse 23. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. This is talking to somebody. Neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time. By this time next month. By this time next week. By this time next year. By this time next year. By this time next month. By this time next year. By this time. Who is it for? Who is it for? By this time. By this time. By this time. It shall be said. It shall be said. Listen. It shall be said of Jacob and Israel, what hath God wrought? It's not just done. If they use the word done, you will not understand the enormity of the situation, the measure of work done. It's a wrought to typify the energy expended. Wrought, that means there is work, there is expending. Badika. Let's see 24. Badika bye. Behold, this is where I'm going to. If your Bible is your own, underline here, underline it. Adjust that one, find out what is happening. Now he said, behold, the people shall rise up. What? I'm not hearing you. The people shall what? Let's read it together. One, two, ready, go. He said, he shall not lie down. He shall not rest until he has drank the blood of the slain. Now, listen. When we say, somebody said, I need blood. This is where we have to bring the scripture. Because, and this one we are talking about is not the one you test. Maybe you wound the person and then you test blood. You say, I saw one picture and they showed Somebody even put me and I don't know if you are the one, put me and put a lion that has blood on the mouth and all that. Maybe he fought with an animal and wounded the animal and then blood is in his mouth. That is not the kind of lion I am. They said here, the lion has slain. That means there is carcass. Before you drink the blood, make sure there is carcass. So he said that he shall not lie down. This kind of lion, the only thing that can, you know, when you are restless, you are restless and agitated in the spirit. The only time you stop is when you have tested blood. What is the color of your eyes? Turn to your neighbor. Just turn to one person. Ask Mike. For example, Mike, his eyes is white in color. He's white. He has not drank anything. Don't lie, yo. If you have not drank anything, don't say he's red. What's the color of your eyes? Tio? What is the color of your eyes? Now, wait. I know some of your eyes have started changing, but we can't call that red. It is changing, but we can't call it red. Huh? It's changing, but as it is now, we can't call it red. You need to drink more. Now turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 28. My engine now started though. Are you sure it will go up till the next 1 week? Some of you, if you want to sleep this night, you can't sleep. You don't know what happened to you now. Try to sleep. Some of you, if you want to sleep, you will just see one angel. He will stand like this with one sword raised and will tap you. Let's go to war. And then sleep will clear from your eyes. Bring her here, bring her. Okay, leave her. It's warfare she's doing. Listen to me. Everything we are doing here, nothing is carnal in all of them. Make sure you are participating. To the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. My God, mysteries. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet. He's walking now. Leave it. And the glorious beauty which is of the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon is yet, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. Look at verse 5. That's where I'm going to. If your Bible is your own, underline verse 5. Thank you. Why is it that Satan and demons like your face all the time? All the time they are appearing in your dreams, coming to attack you. You don't know there are faces they don't like. This is the best you can see this my face. It seems as if they took my feet and plumped it into fire, coals of fire. I just noticed it is no more human feet. They took my hands and plumped it into fire. I don't know where those people that made those movies, I don't know where they went to. But I think they are intelligent in the things of the spirit. There is one I used to watch those days that is also a game. The name of the guy is Kratos. Huh? God of War. Imagine the name. Kratos. And you know what Kratos means? In Greek, it means power. Explosive, expendable power. Kratos. That's the name they gave that guy. Have you seen his hands? I don't know what he's tying in the hands. That is not like human hands. Kratos. What can the strength of the spirit do to you? I've seen some of the things that Jesus tested a little. Sometimes that thing, listen. Sometimes that thing that comes on Samson, it comes. When it comes like this, it will seem as if. It will seem as if you can carry the gates of the city of the enemy. Carry it on your shoulder and climb the mountain. Listen to me. Do you know why you need this strength? Listen. There are impossible cases in your family. Your father has tried. Is your mother not a pastor? Has she not been praying, going to ministry, going everywhere? Don't know what we are talking about. You need a layer of energy, of strength. The kind of strength that comes on Samson is not the one that comes on you to do normal things. It's the one that comes on you to move against the tide. There are strengths that you need to move on a particular tide where things happen. The wave is moving this way. You are moving. You need the strength. No. When it comes on Samson, he takes the gate of Gaza up to the mountains. People take gates and bring it down to the valley. For Samson, he picks up the gates of the enemy. For the gate of hell shall not prevail. Some of you need to carry the gate of the enemy on your shoulder. Why not pick the gate? In 3 minutes. Peyakoa, 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 shobakoa, tatata, shobakoa. Ah! Look at verse 5. It said, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people. Verse 6. I think verse 6 is Verse 6 is what we are looking for. Where is your Bible, my brother? Where? Underline it. Find something. Mark it. Highlight it. He said, and for a spirit of judgment. To him that what? Seated in judgment. So when a man sits in judgment, he is qualified for the spirit of judgment. This kind of spirit is the one that comes for people that is interested in judgment. He said, and for strength, listen. He said, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. You don't want to go to battle. What do you need strength for? Every man that is ready for battle, there is strength for you. And every man that wants to sit in judgment, to judge the principalities in your family, strong man in the territory, the powers that has resisted the move of God, that is marauding in all the places and spheres of the society, trying to hedge in the work of God in your life. Do you want to release judgment? We release judgment. Oh. We release judgment. We release judgment. Listen. Find a neighbor, 7-7. Let's release judgment. In the next 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Let's release judgment. 7. Make sure you are 7. 7 only. 7 only. 7 only. 7 only. Make sure you are in a unit. Make sure you are in a unit. Be fast. Be fast. If you are set, you can start your journey. Make sure you are in a unit. 7-7. You will see.
see, you will see in your family, in your ministry, destiny, in your life. The judgment is here, is here, is here, is here, is here. In the territory, in this state, in Southeast. In your destiny, in your business, in your territory. Hey, 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 we release judgment.
In the name of Jesus Christ, some of God.
Find one corner,